during this Hispanic Heritage Month, WHYY-TV will broadcast the PBS documentary On Two Fronts, Latinos and Vietnam, looking at the legacy of Latino veterans and their families during the Vietnam War. Joining me in conversation is On Two Fronts director and producer Milen Moreno. Milen, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
What was your interest in taking us back now some 50 years?
Well, I'm just old enough to remember the drama and the trauma of that war. I was 8 when the POWs finally came home in February of 1973. And I had an uncle who went to Vietnam and came back, but not really. I had other uncles that were, you know, in the reserves. Or my father was drafted, but before we really were committing troops, so he didn't go. But, you know, it was something that affected my family personally. And when I had the opportunity to craft a story about the impact on you know, my communities, the Latino communities, it felt like something that would be really worthwhile pursuing and trying to understand better.
And as you've just alluded, it took an impact on the individuals serving, their families, and yes, the community at large. And we learn in part that this war was the first in which Latinos weren't united, more or less, in terms of the devotion to serve.
That's exactly right. I mean, I had an uncle who told me that he felt that his battle was at home, fighting for equal rights. I mean, I think that it was my grandparents' generation that served in overwhelming numbers, just as all of able-bodied men did during World War II. Served happily and actually came home, and many Latinos came home and began organizing. And civil rights struggles within Mexican-American communities in the Southwest began after World War II because they came home and discovered that it wasn't enough. Their treatment wasn't enough. And they started organizing around just basic services like sewers in their neighborhoods. But when it came to Vietnam and a war that was whose purpose was much, you know, was questionable, to say the least, and things hadn't changed fast enough for young people, especially as Chicanos started having a little bit more opportunity to go to college, and they discover that their opportunities weren't catching up to their desires.
Milen, the film opens with LBJ, President Johnson's famous speech back in August of 64, rationalizing going into combat based on the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Was there an initial clamor among Latinos to answer that call?
Oh, absolutely. There was the typical clamor of, you know, serving one's country. It was just like World War II, the initial response that, you know, we're here, we need to serve our country. And for many kids who grew up in communities where, you know, in their high schools they had military recruiters and not college counselors, there really wasn't a lot of alternatives to service. So why not go? Many of them said that. Why, you know, I know I'm going to have to go. Let's go now and get it over with, and maybe I can come home and go to college.
Because they didn't have other ready means to move on in society?
That's right. They didn't have access to college funds without the GI Bill. They didn't even have, you know, alternative jobs, many of them.
So in a more general sense, can you get a sense of how the war effort did impact the Latino communities? In terms of losing family and friends and colleagues?
Well, there isn't a lot of specific data about Latino or Hispanic veterans. At that time, the military and the federal government was not collecting Hispanic specific data. But there was a researcher at UCLA named Ralph Guzman who analyzed Spanish last names and was able to document a disproportionate casualty rate for Latinos throughout the Southwest. There's an historian at Pomona College, Tomas Summer Sandoval, who has revisited those last names and confirmed that disproportionate rate. That's the most specific information that we have about the burden specifically that Latinos bore during the war.
The documentary is comprised of archival footage and first-person accounts, including following two siblings who were on rather opposite sides of the conflict, one a POW and his sister who was a war protester. How did you come to find them?
I was very lucky to reach out when I was beginning to research this project, to an historian at UC Davis, Lorena Oropeza, who had written a book about the Vietnam generation called Raza Si, Guerra No, you know, people Yes, War No. And she profiled the siblings. And it was really an amazing discovery because they do so many wonderful things for the story. I mean, they provide a narrative skeleton because, unfortunately for, you know, Everett Alvarez spent the entire war in prison in North Vietnam. So I have, through his story, an ability to have a beginning, middle, and end to a narrative. And at home, his sister is, you know, begins by being very vocal and continues to always be vocal in her support of her brother. But as she and her mother learned more and more about the war and about the history of Indochina, began turning against the war itself. And so their journeys really mirror what is happening in the larger community. There's a huge split within the Latino community, just as there is across the country, in terms of those who favored and those who opposed the war. Was not really that different. So they allow us to look at you know, both sides of that conflict.
Can a line be drawn between the Latino experience in Vietnam and then subsequent Latino participation and response in Afghanistan and Iraq, or are they two different times and perhaps not fair to compare and contrast?
Well, I think that they're pretty similar. I mean, it's still the same kids that are going to war. And unfortunately now, with maybe 2% of the population having combat experience in the recent wars, fewer and fewer families, fewer and fewer communities are really directly impacted by combat, and therefore maybe less concerned with the impact of war on the young people who do go. But it's the same kids. I mean, I talk to recent veterans who talk about making that decision that they're going to risk taking a bullet in war because they feel like there's no future for them at home. Their neighborhoods are too dangerous.
So informed with that mindset, that's why they commit to going overseas, putting themselves in harm's way on behalf of the country.
For many, it's a way to find another opportunity. And again, thanks to the GI Bill, many of them are able then to go to college and build a career after serving in combat. But it's a very risky way to find opportunity.
Certainly the film was completed before this election cycle, but can you comment on the legacy of Latinos serving the country and the current controversy over immigration, and specifically the call by some, notably Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, to build a wall?
Well, in terms of my documentary, the veterans that I was just this past weekend with several of the veterans from Arizona who are in my film, and they are, to a man, regardless of their politics, deeply frustrated with the statements that he's made, questioning the valor of POWs, for instance, you know, John McCain.
Most famously, yes.
Yeah. And also questioning the dedication and valor of Mexican-Americans in general. It's very painful to them, having risked their lives for their country. And also, many of them, like all of us, know recent immigrants who are not, don't live up to that portrait that Donald Trump has painted of them.
And as such, would you say that there's been a steady gain for Latino civil rights activists, or has it gone backwards now?
Well, I know that all of us appreciate and expect the rights that we enjoy currently. I think that even as, you know, as Martin Luther King was winding down shifting the focus of his civil rights campaign towards social justice issues, I think, you know, really what young Mexican Americans, other working class young men and women suffer from is socioeconomic inequality. I mean, that's much more apparent than a lack of, you know, opportunity in terms of the voting booth. One thing that I discovered that was very interesting is that even as I'm describing such a small commitment of young people to war now, that's, I think, is a negative impact on policy, because we don't all have the same thing at stake. We don't all question policy because it doesn't affect our children.
And so politicians certainly don't, because the inordinate number of their constituents don't have literally skin in the game.
And so very few politicians themselves have skin in the game. Absolutely. But there was one study conducted in a Santa Barbara community in 1969, And they asked questions that mirrored the Gallup poll, and it was phenomenally, it was very interesting to see the response to questions like, would you encourage your sons to join the armed forces? And how many more women said no to that question than men? And, you know, if you spoke Spanish only, how many more said no than those that were bilingual, you know, that were more integrated and maybe were less marginal?
That's fascinating. When was that study?
Yeah. It's called Chicano and the War, an Opinion Survey in Santa Barbara. And it was funded by the Ford Foundation in 1969. You know, another question they asked was whether or not you favored immediate withdrawal. And so 33% of Gallup's respondents said yes. 82% of Spanish-only speakers said yes, compared to 52% of Hispanic English preferred speakers. Mm-hmm. So the more marginal, the more at risk. I felt like there was more. They had skin in the game and understood the risks that there were to their children and whether it was a war that was really worth sacrificing their children for.
At this juncture, of course, the Vietnam War is merely something to be learned about in history books for many of our under, say, 50 or 60-year-old population. What do you hope younger viewers will derive from your work?
You know, one of the lessons that we all learned from Vietnam was that we don't blame the soldier for the policy. And I do think that that lesson was learned. And this project has been great because it's given an opportunity for many Vietnam veterans to be welcomed metaphorically home at various screenings. But I do hope that young people learn something about that war and take an interest in public policy and you know, the risk that to people and to soldiers that war brings.
Milam Moreno, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Milam Moreno is director and producer of On Two Fronts, which will air this coming Tuesday on WHYY-TV.